Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Now I'm texting a friend that was also there. And I was like, did I say something? You're like, no, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me just eat my McDonald's quarter pounder and shut the fuck up.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Five, six, seven, eight.
And one, and two, and three, and four, and five, and six, and seven, eight.
I love when you do that. It actually makes me think of how I need to get together with Kendra and work on my off-season dances. Welcome, everybody, to the Calm Down podcast. I love when Aaron's sister, Kendra, teaches me a little dance. It takes me a long time to learn the steps, but I get really excited to learn a little hip-hop dancing. What up, girls?
Speaking of siblings, how about Jason Kelsey?
What a freaking champ.
He's
all
great.
Of it. Take the shirt off.
Do you?
Lift up the little girl. Have her meet Taylor Swift. I also love, like, just that whole suite is really,
yeah,
really a time in there for sure. And also, my sweet Ryan Fitzpatrick was also there.
Oh, he was?
Also had his shirt off. So I was with him the night before. They were leaving. We were all at, like, this event. And he was leaving the next morning to get on a flight at 5:45 a.m., fly back with his wife, Liza, to Arizona, pick up their 7 children, and then fly to Buffalo to take all the kids to the game. And I looked at Liza, and I was like, I don't even think I'm going to get up in time to, like, have brunch. I
mean, you had a quarter pounder.
You're goddamn right I did. I was talking to Aaron the next morning because I went to a party and just helped myself to the free cocktails.
Fine.
This is how bad it was in the best way possible. I was waiting until 11 o'clock on the Uber Eats McDonald's menu so I could get lunch. And I ordered a quarter pounder. And it was the best part on the app is, like, want to order again? Sure do. Click, click, click. And the doorbell rang right as Aaron and I were talking and the dogs were going, rawr, rawr, rawr. I was like, oh, sorry, my quarter pounder's here. Stand by. I mean, a quarter pounder and some French fries.
Did that get you right?
McDonald's. Oh, God, it was so good. And then I just sat on that couch the rest of the day. I had every intention to come down and see you and Mac. And I was like, I can't move. I'm sitting on this couch. I'm watching what was a great Lions-Bucks game. And then, of course, the Bills-Chiefs game. We'll have more on that in a second. But I want to go back to your game for a second. Have you dried out from the San Francisco rain?
The rain wasn't that bad. The only thing I was telling you this yesterday, the only problem with the rain, I don't care about how I look. I
blame
throw a hat on and
rain.
You know, your hair is what it is. It's more of a bummer with your notes. Like, I take really detailed notes because I have such a paranoia that I'll miss something, that I'll screw up, like with a coach's interview or a player interview.
You have great handwriting too.
I don't, but I love you. I can't
really
read
it
half the time. And then I have a whole, like, binder of notes I took throughout the week. And when it's raining, like, you just can't do much. It's a pain in the ass. So whatever, it kind of messes with that whole thing. But other than that, it's fine. Game was phenomenal.
You looked great. Loved your jacket.
Oh, super fun.
Also need that skirt that you had on in the Brock Purdy interview. Was it navy?
It was navy, beautiful. Like snake skin.
Oh,
it was really cool, actually. And yeah, thanks. My jacket was a little perfect moment. It was kind of a little busy for me, but I was like, you know what? Oh, like, let's just fabulous. Try new things.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to say? Two things, one about the Packers and one about San Francisco. I'm so excited for the Packers' future. I just am. Jordan Love is such a dream. We've talked about it before. He is so sweet. He is so thoughtful. He's really done well in getting that group together. I'm excited about, you know, what's going to happen down the road. Mm-hmm. We talked about it last week. We'll be going to Green Bay next year, and I'm looking forward to it. But the NFL is fun when Green Bay is good. And San Francisco, wow. I mean, there was so much talk this week, like there was last week with Dallas, about the pressure. And I genuinely adore a lot of guys on that team, like a Trent Williams, a Fred Warner, mm-hmm. You know, Christian McCaffrey, what he puts into it. And when shit was getting close, the look on their faces was like, oh my God, oh my God. Like Trent Williams pacing on the sideline, yeah, Christian McCaffrey coming over to talk to him, like Fred Warner when they couldn't make a stop and Jordan Love pulls it out of his ass on third down. Fred Warner's like, it's just like, it sucks because we've talked about it around these guys all the time. We had that stat about Kyle, you know, not being able to come back. And it's just like,
1-31 when they were trailing by 5 points in the fourth quarter. Like that was the only that was the one where they were able to come back. I know. And I couldn't, we didn't have the sound on because where we weren't able to have like, we're just watching. So I'm sitting, which you'll appreciate this. God love him. We're sitting at a table. It's me, Andrew, Ryan, and then Al Michaels. So since we couldn't hear the game, Al pulls it up on his phone and he starts commentating the last few minutes.
That was like awesome.
It was great because we couldn't hear the sound. So Al's like, I got it. And he starts calling the last few minutes of the game. And I was like, look, that's a great substitute for volume. We've got Al Michaels. Thank you, America. But yeah, I was, as I looked up and I was like 21-17, like, because here's the thing, that Cowboys, and I don't need to tell you, that Green Bay, roster, the youngest roster in the NFL, and to just see what they've done. Because I remember watching, I was in Green Bay for that very, very early on in the season for Thursday Night Football, and Detroit had beat Green Bay. And it was kind of like, oh God, like, is Jordan Love even the guy? Like, ugh, everybody, you know, does this bullshit where it's like, give the kid a second.
Yeah.
And watching them and what they were able to do and what they did against the Cowboys and then what it looked like they were even going to be able to do against San Francisco. So yeah, the league is in good hands with those guys. And happy for Matt LaFleur too. And that feeling where it was like, you know, is it the coach or is it the quarterback? Yeah. And that whole thing, like right with the departure of Aaron and knowing that's like, hey, like, Matt LaFleur is a wonderful head coach, and that's going to be a great team. But good for San Francisco. It's time.
It's time.
I mean, how many four of the last five NFC champs?
Yep.
Right.
And it's win the Super Bowl or bust, honestly, at this point for them. And they know that and they feel it. And it's, wow, that's
and how
a
about
shitload
Detroit?
Of pressure. Yeah. How about Campbell? Good for him.
Yep. And to talk about like, you know, that whole thing. I was watching Kyle Brandt on the NFL Network's pregame and he was like giving like this whole speech and being like, don't be satisfied like with just one playoff win. Like, oh, we're just lucky. We're happy to be here. It's like, do it. Like, why can't you? Jared Goff's played in a Super Bowl before and like good for him too in terms of like his own redemption and to feel like he's been, you know, rejected in a way and for him to be able to come back and good for that city. So great storylines. That's going to be a wonderful game.
Both
I'm
games
so excited for
I think
you.
Are going to be incredible. I really do. It's funny. People think that we're so biased and everything. And in the end, I hate when other teams lose. Like I hate seeing Josh Allen lose last night.
I
hate
felt terrible
Baker
for that
Mayfield.
Kicker.
All of it. I get emotional. I like last week, I'm trying to find Brock Purdy on the field and I walk right past Jordan Love. And all I wanted to do is just hug him. It's just like, we are so close and we see how much these guys put in and it's their lives. And
I know.
It's
watching
hard.
Baker throw that last interception, you could just see like, oh, and then I like watching Josh Allen put his arm around the kickers and walk into that tunnel. And it's like, to your point, it's like these, and we talked about it even with Dallas. It's like, these are human beings who go home. Like, and imagine like the disappointment, especially in a situation like the games, like on your shoulders, and whether you throw the interception, but that's also the other side of that is, the victory, right? Where it's like, good for the Chiefs. Everyone's been
six,
like, oh, it's not
straight
the same
AFC championships.
I mean, the fact that Patrick Mahomes crazy. Has played in an AFC championship game every year of his career.
It's wild.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, you can say, like, this offense isn't what it used to be and all the drop passes and this and that. When it freaking matters, like, they find ways to win. And they did look really good last night. They, like, put it all together. And that defense has shown up for them. But, yeah, I feel bad for Josh Allen. I mean, we could go on and on. But it's going to be a great game. I'm excited for you to have that. And, obviously, you're in San Francisco again.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be good weather. Winners. Yay.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win and it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
So your season is not over. Mine has been over for going on 2 weeks now, and it feels weird to not be like doing any shows or things like that. But I also got to tell you, it's kind of nice to just sit back and be a fan and like settle in and watch these games. But I also need to, I'm having this thing, and we've talked about it on, you've coined the phrase re-entry. Like, I can't have the excuse of like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm working all the time. Like, I need to get up. I get in my routine.
But
I need to get back to my
yoga
class. But
you haven't had a minute to unsettle, though. That's the thing, though. You were freaking going at it for 18 weeks. And we're talking two games that are two shows. That's not easy, Carissa.
No. And I love you for that. But I'm also like, okay, like how long is enough time where it's like I can justify like sitting on the couch and watching home design shows all day. And then it's 4 o'clock and I'm like, maybe I should get out of my pajamas. So I'm going to Santa Barbara this week. My sweet Steve is taking me up there for a little end of the year kind of staycation because it's, you know, close, but not. So I'm excited to do that. And then it is time. I got to figure out, like, get back in my routine. And I also need to, like, make an effort. Like, I was thinking about the other day, like, I need to go to the grocery store and I need to make dinner. I cannot tell you the last time I made a meal. Not
You've
that
been
like
working.
Steve needs me to be like, you know, little domesticated. He doesn't care. Like he prefers to cook, but I need to like, I have my checklist of like things to do. Like we also need to like
go
get it together
away.
And like
you and me
go do something. Well, yeah, you and I have a date,
and Kelly,
but you're still working. But yeah, my reentry needs to happen. And so I need to make a list and get back in that routine too. So
I need to introduce myself to my kid. I literally was with him for 30 minutes today. And then I was like, sorry, buddy, I've got to go do the podcast. I've got to go then go make this appearance thing. And then I'll be back not until 4 o'clock today. And I looked at our nanny, who I'm grateful for. And I was like, I have one more week left. And she's like, it's okay. It's okay.
I know, but the same things you're telling me. You are working hard so that that little nugget can have a great life. Do not feel guilty. Dude, he is 7 months. He
only will know love and will only appreciate. I've talked, said this to you before. My mom worked 3 jobs. My dad worked 2 jobs. Yeah. And when I think back, my mom would come home, like my earliest memory of like her working so hard, she'd come home from her school job. She was like a playground teacher. She would work at a restaurant at night. And I remember her coming home, making dinner for us. And then she'd go into the laundry room and she'd iron her skirt that she had to wear and like this whole thing. And all I remember thinking is like, wow, I'm so grateful that she like worked so hard. So like we could have things. And then she'd work an extra shift at the restaurant so she could pay for my select basketball. And there was never one memory where I was like, ugh, all she did was work. It was a full gratitude that she worked so hard. So like we could have stuff. And then now that's why I'm like, mother, sit down. Don't do a goddamn thing. You need to get manicures and pedicures for the rest of your life because you worked for 40 years to make sure we could have everything. So do not feel guilty.
Love you.
I know that's easier said than done because you're in it, but
I'm just excited for my one eye to open back up. Like when I get tired, my lazy eye gets
really
lazy.
You have a lazy
eye?
Yeah.
You can see it in all the videos. Like this is so much smaller. Like it's
I
like
never
open
noticed that.
Sesame. My dad said he had the same thing when he was on camera.
Really?
I'm tired. Yeah. I just look real. I mean, I don't know if it's a diagnosed lazy eye, but it gets significantly smaller. So I'll just be doing the NFC championship like this. Hey guys,
good
welcome. So the pressure really on the 49ers is they try to make it to their
I'm having issues with my under eye. My under eye is very dry. If anyone knows anything, and then I've been putting on so much under eye cream that I got like a massive zit under that was like an underground one. But yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Anyways, who cares? I want to talk about something.
Go.
The other day, I was in the car and there was so much traffic and like GPS is telling me that
going?
It's
going
to be 20 minutes. I was going to get my extensions out because I have 4 strands of hair.
You're
now,
letting them
now
breathe?
That the season's over.
Let it breathe.
Look at
good
look
girl.
At shoddy swing my way.
Good
it's
girl. Just let it breathe.
Short. Mm-hmm. Took them all out.
Good.
And then so I was going from one side of town to the other. And I don't know if anyone else gets this thing. I think I'm smarter than the GPS. I'm like, it should not take 20 minutes to get there. Like, this is wrong. This is wrong. So then I start deviating from the GPS. And then it's like, make a U-turn. And I'm like, I don't want to make a U-turn. Now I turn the thing off. And now it's
lost.
45 minutes. Now I'm lost. Now I don't know where I'm going. And I'm like, why do I think I'm going to outsmart the GPS? Just stick to the thing because I'll look ahead. And I'm like, it looks like there's a lot of traffic up there. I'm not going to go up there. The GPS is taking you on the fastest route. Just listen to the thing. And then I get so mad at myself, but I do it every time. And I don't know if anyone else does that, but I was thinking to myself as I was doing it, I was like, here I go again, thinking I'm smarter than the actual technology that is designed to get me there faster. And so I get lost and I get annoyed. And then I'm like, get me out of this fucking car. And I hate driving. If I had all the money in the world, I'd have a driver. Think about all the things you could
do
in a car if you didn't have to
calls,
drive.
Calls, studying, all
everything.
The things I've got to do. I agree. I
hate driving.
I hate
and
it.
And I'm a terrible driver. Admittingly, I am
too.
I'm not patient. But I'm really good about like, I used to be bad about texting and driving. I almost fully say that. Be like, now phone over here won't do it because I just cannot risk being in a car accident. But I hate it. I hate driving. I hate it.
I hate it right now, too, because I know I'm so tired. I know like it is ever since having Mac, having a full time job, trying to get shit done in less than 4 days in a week because I'm gone on the weekend. Like I am not present on the road. And he's not in the car with me. So please don't be the headline. I'm just with myself. And I'm like, I shouldn't be driving right now. Like this is not a good fit. So yeah, I agree. I need another thing. I'm more excited. Oh my God, I'm looking at Good Morning Football and Jillian's in her poncho behind George Kittle right now in the middle of the
take
field.
A picture.
That's
take a picture
hysterical.
Of it.
Hysterical. I'm crying. Here I am walking around. Oh my God, I'm crying. George
Squirrel.
Kittle. I turn her. I go, George, congratulations. He goes, hey, do me a favor real quick. I was like, what? He goes, wave to my family. They're right up there. They love you.
Stop
George.
It. I love him.
He's,
I
you know what? Has he ever had a bad day, that guy?
Nope. Not a bad day
no,
in his
I
life.
Love him
and his
so
sweet
much.
Wife. And
yeah.
They're adorable.
She's gorgeous.
And she, I know she is gorgeous. And Claire's mom used to be a broadcast. She would do, I think she had volleyball or basketball analysis. So Claire's always like, I have the most respect for you girls.
Aww.
I have the most respect for you women because my mom did that and I know what it takes. Anyways, we just love those. That's such a great group.
Here's a good George Kittle line. I got to talk to him on the phone last week and I was just like, hey, so, you know, with being off for the last 2 weeks, obviously having a bye for the wild card, and a lot of their starters didn't play week 18. What's the biggest way to get in a rhythm early? Like, what do you think is important? And he goes, hey, I got something to tell you. It turns out Christian McCaffrey's pretty good. We should run the ball. He's just so funny. I was like, yeah, I've read a couple articles saying that, you know?
Adorable.
Awesome.
Yeah. Always has a good time and just doesn't take himself too seriously.
Also yeah. Watching video right now, and I know we already discussed it, right, of Jason jumping out of the suite mm-hmm. with the Bills fans. One thing I love about him, I like obviously plays, we got it, the Eagles. His brother's on, you know, the team that's trying to beat the Bills. But he and I don't know about Travis. I feel like he's just become one with the people. Like when he was with Thursday Night Football in Chicago and he's out there, you know.
Yeah.
I love that. It's like Fitz, you know. Like, mm-hmm. It's just such a cool vibe.
I was just
going
to say, yeah. That's exactly who he reminds me of. And that every fan base loves him.
Yeah.
Even if it's for the other team. Like, yeah. He's just, and because you know why? And we love their podcast, New Heights, is because even like on the game day fit, like joke, that he's like, I play football. This is not a fashion show. I don't care. Like, he's just like, speaking of like on the pregame we discussed, there was a wonderful, wonderful question by our listeners. Listeners, I also act like this is like a top 10 radio show. Like our listeners out there,
sure.
Thank you for joining
Casey Kasem.
Top 10 40. Yeah. Yeah, Casey Kasem. Mm-hmm. That they were saying, like, if you could be a queen for the day or whatever. But yeah, he is a man of the people. And we just love that about him.
Adorable.
Okay, so you have a big week of preparation. What else do we have going on? We've got
some headlines, ooh, which we haven't done in a while.
Yes.
Do you want to do
yes.
these?
Yes, let's do them.
You love this one. Do you want to introduce it about the dad, the
yes.
tech string? Who says string?
Okay.
Oh, it's on here.
Okay, dad hilariously revolts on his family's chatty group text string. Can't live with the pressure. If your family group chat is stressing you out, just copy and paste the message below. Dr. Thomas DeRozzo, an eye surgeon. Hey, maybe you could ask him about your eye. Texted his wife and two daughters. I can't keep up with the pressure of always having to LOL or like or heart everyone's random thoughts, pics, and amusements. For the future texts, I love them, laugh at them, and like them. Unless it's bad, then I dislike them. It's in perpetuity. I can't live with the pressure. I'm out.
That's adorable.
This is hysterical for a number of different reasons. So last night I had my phone on my charger, which is in the kitchen. So which I'm also trying to do more of, which is put my phone like away.
I love that. I don't love it when I'm trying to get in touch with you. I have so
correct.
Many things to discuss.
So I get my phone and then I've missed 75 texts between you and Trigger on the text chain. So then you have to scroll back and obviously get caught up. And then I'm like, I'm apologizing. Like, sorry, just seeing this, blah, blah, blah. But that text chain is fine. But if you've ever been on the text chain with like the baby shower or like, you know, a lot of women, like enough already. And by the way, let's also get into this to Dr. DeRozzo's point. Do we have to heart something? Do we have to like something? Do we even have to respond to
there
something?
There is pressure. There is pressure. Like, you feel like I do with my friends or sometimes like, I'm not going to lie. We're on a big text chain with you, your hubby, the Staffords. Like if no one comments on anything, I'm like, I'm sorry, was that not funny? I like the thing right. I sent you guys, Greg's fireball thing. No one commented. And I thought Matthew would have loved it. And like you side texted me and I was like, I want to be like, are you guys mad at me?
And then it gets into this. Like, wait, are they? I actually get that sometimes if you don't respond for a long time, I'm like, fuck, is she mad at me? But it's like, what are we talking about here? Like,
Melissa,
it's crazy.
Sorry. I haven't texted her back twice. She reached out to you. Melissa, this is a PSA. I watched you last night. Great job, by the way. Yellow looked fire. I am not mad at you. I just haven't responded. My mother-in-law just texted me. I think my sister-in-law, I don't know where I can't see. My eye is closed.
Melissa Stark texts me and she's like, does Aaron have a new number? She hasn't gotten back to me in a while. So I text Aaron. I was like, yo, hit Melissa back. She thinks you're mad at her.
Not mad.
But it is. And then like, how many days is too many days to like get back? And then we're responding. You told me someone texted you the other day and then you waited 24 hours. And I was like, do not make that person wait 24 hours. Like there's so many different text things and protocols. I know who you're trying to think of. You
no,
know who it is.
I know who it is. But then a coach was so sweet during the divisional, texted me after my stand up. And he was like, just was so sweet, the compliments. And I forgot to text him back.
Rude.
And then it was like 3 days later. And I was like, coach, this means so much to me. But it really did.
So much.
72 hours later, it meant so much to me that I'll respond. There is so much pressure in the text chain. I actually had this happen the other day. I had given a different kind of pressure, a thank you for the thank you. So my sweet Taylor, who works for me for House and Home, she had written me a thank you note. And then I wrote her back a text thanking her for the thank you note. Like, how many times do we have to thank for the thank you thing? Like, because it was so nice. And I love that she like wrote a handwritten note. So now I'm thanking her for that. And then does she have to write back? No, thank you. And then is she hearting it? Like, a lot of back and forth.
I have so much anxiety. I also just, one of our bosses just texted me and I got anxiety. Shit. I was like, and he was just asking if I was coming back to LA after the game. I was like, am I getting fired?
There are those names though that pop up and you're like,
that you do to heart right away and respond to.
And then I hate it when it won't, because it won't recognize our face because we're tired. And then you got to put the passcode in and that feels like the longest time ever for putting the passcode in to reveal what's actually on the text message. I hate that. I get real stressed out though about the non-return text from people. Then I'm like, oh my God. And especially after like a night where you've been out with them, like you thought it was so much fun and your memory of the night might be different than their memory of the night. And you write back, I had so much fun with you last night.
I love you guys so much.
So much. Crickets forever. And then you're like, oh, shit, was my recollection of the night very different than theirs? Now I'm texting a friend that was also there. And I was like, did I say something? You're like, no, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me just eat my McDonald's quarter pounder and shut the fuck up.
And then your stomach hurts and it's just so many things.
And then the bathroom, like no one walk in there. Anyways.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I like this other one, this other headline. That's great. Okay, here's why you should never use a hotel iron, according to a travel expert. Never use a hotel to press or close when an expert traveler warned you don't know where it's been. At first I was like, whoa. It's worth inspecting the hotel iron or testing it on a non-external facing garment before trusting your soon-to-be crisp white shirt. Why? Pilots and others notoriously use irons to reheat pizza and other food during layovers. That was the last thing I thought they would say. First of all, I'm a steamer gal. We've talked about this. I love a portable steamer. Mm-hmm. I can't iron anything. I'll burn it. I'll put a crease in it that shouldn't be there.
Okay, definitely didn't think that anyone would be, who's like, hey, let me reheat this pizza and put an iron on. That's very bizarre. You know what my issue is with hotel irons? Let me tell you something.
They are always crusty things on them, though.
Krusty McCruster, and then that water sits in there. And so all the minerals that, like, think about in a Brita filter, like why you have a Brita filter, because it filters out all the minerals that are the bad things that are in the water. So all of that sediment, like, sits in iron water because who knows the last time you used it. So when you go to use this steamer function on the iron, now it's blowing out all the minerals on the white shirt or said silk blouse, and now you're fucked. So I that's why I don't use it. I always, if I have to in a pinch, first of all, I used to not even iron things. Like, what a little, I was just a little loser. I was like, ah, it's too much work. I'm not ironing it.
And ironing then taking the hair dryer,
taking the hair dryer and trying to, like, blow the hair
or
dryer
in the shower and then hoping to God it didn't fall off the hanger and it's in the bottom of the freaking stall or, like, I don't know, shower
and then
stall.
I'm like, stall? And then you're like, this is going to take way too long. You've closed the door. It's been in there for 45 minutes and, like, it's still not working.
Yeah.
But no, I don't do that anymore. You were the one that taught me just bring a steamer, but yeah. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
The boys still iron those suits. Like Greg and Kevin, I'm so impressed with them. When they get there, they iron their suits. And, like, one time I think, where were we? God, I see it in my head. I just don't remember. I remember coming down and Greg just, like, is so disheveled. And I'm like, what's wrong? And he goes, my iron in my room didn't work. Can you tell my shirt's a mess? And I was like, Greg, I travel with a portable steamer. Like, let me know.
Okay. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to get him a portable steamer.
Yeah.
It's going to, you know what I mean? Like, give him a cute little gift, attach a note to it.
That's cute.
And just be like, you know, you're whatever. Just think of something creative to write on there and he'll love it. Like, you're the little Amazon one that you have. He'll be so happy.
The only wrinkles you'll have is the ones on my face from you making me laugh.
Adorable. See? There you go. See, it'll take 2 seconds for the 2 seconds that you have in the day for you to order
not write
steamer
people
from
back.
Amazon.
Melissa, I'm not mad at you. I just can't see.
I'm going to tell you what else after I was, this is off topic, but along the same line, not even along the same lines. It's just a full pivot on my list of things I wanted to talk about. I'm not buying things anymore unless I really, really need them. As part of my reentry, I'm trying to get organized. You should have seen me the other day. Oh my God, I've got a picture. I'll send it to Ryan to put on our podcast about organization. I had papers everywhere. So I don't have I don't have a manager. I don't have an agent doing this all myself. I don't have a business manager. I don't have an assistant. I have no one. Have you ever seen those, like, videos where the women are like, I bought the housekeeper and the maid and the whatever presents, and, like, they're just presents for themselves. This is me patting myself on my own back because I'm trying to get organized in my life because my filing cabinet was one thing above my microwave and I would just throw all the paperwork in there. Like, literally, like, the deed to my house. Like, what are we doing? Get freaking organized. So the other day, this is me on my dining room. Look at all that paperwork and Daisy sitting there. This is me organizing everything.
Proud of you.
And I was so proud of myself. I got the label maker out and I did the deck. I was like, I don't have an excuse. I'm not working anymore. I need to get my shit together. So now I'm tackling the guest room of all the clothes that we don't have organized that are all over the place. I saw some tags on clothes that I thought to myself, who the I think I am? That I am so rich that I can afford to buy a black shirt for $425. And the shirt is see-through. I'm never going to wear this.
Nope.
Who do I think I am? Then I think to myself, can I still take it back? Da-da-da-da. Nope, I'm not doing it anymore. Of all, I just got to be more disciplined.
Look at what you have. I have closets of shit. And listen, there's others to blame for this, but I'm not doing it anymore.
Nope. And I'm reusing ridiculous. And I'm going to, but a lot of that is because we don't know what we have.
I know.
Because I'm not being too organized much. Enough. So I am purging and there's nothing better. Nothing feels better than just throwing things out or donating. Like, obviously I'm not donating things or, like, that under the cupboard, like all of the products I will buy. I know I've talked about this before, the same product 10 times because I can't find where the other one went. So that is part of my organization in this house. And it's going to feel so good. I'm looking around this garage. There's just shit everywhere.
Oh.
But that's what I'm going to do because it'll make me feel so good.
Same.
And then when you're done with your season, I'm coming over and we'll do it in your house.
Yeah.
And you and I, since we share clothes.
I know. We should look at what we have. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
And we're going to do that because you have a child to take care of. I have horses and pigs to feed.
Sure
so
do.
Enough is enough. We are cleaning up on aisle 1, 2, and three.
Re-entry for me starts next week. But I'm looking forward to some fun nights with you and Kelly. And
oh, yeah.
People.
We're going to make a list of all the things. It's
I haven't
be great.
Done one friggin' thing since this season your hair started. Is. Oh, yeah. Well, it's messy.
Look how long it is.
It's crazy.
I know I say this every single time. I know, and that's another thing. I'm going to do some leave-in conditioner.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the calm down. I've officially lost my mind. Oh, ring. Jillian's here.
Oh, she is adorable. Yeah. Bring her on in. Well, we'll let you go. I love you so much. I can't wait to watch you. NFC Championship game. And I'm here for you for this week. If you need any help in between,
do we think Eminem is going to come to the NFC Championship? 100%. That's fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 8 Mile. 87 miles.
Levi Stadium. Mm-hmm. Saweetie was there. She was really pretty.
Who was there?
Saweetie.
Oh, Saweetie. I thought you said...
I thought it was Saweetie. Sorry.
No, I don't know.
Ski?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I don't even know who that is. Is that bad?
She's
I know
a rapper. I don't know. She's really pretty. I know some of her songs.
How about when I saw Flo Rida sitting courtside at a Heat game and I was like, huh. I didn't know Flo Rida was a Miami Heat fan.
With the fur.
I didn't put together that Flo Rida was Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Wake. Exactly. That's what I said. I was like, my bad. Anyways,
I'm trying
that's
to
all
see.
For today's.
Hold on. That's my best. She's my best friend. Da, 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 da. Oh, Tap In. That's her. She's great. She's
see,
really pretty.
I could never great go body. On a show like Name That Tune or anything because like I know the songs, but I don't know the songs. I just have to like hear them and then I'm in. Okay, keep it going, girl. Keep it going. Answer that doorbell. I love you so much. I'm
love
here
you.
If you need me. Everyone, Calm Down Podcast. Make sure you submit any questions, comments, and concerns and let us know, I don't know, your thoughts on anything. We love you so much. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.